You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to Thursday, which we prefer to think of as Friday Eve around here. No special sound effects, just one closer to the weekend. So there you go, which is all good. And it feels like a little fall out there. In fact, I'm looking at leaves out the window, changing color, which is kind of cool. And that's Boomer I'm talking to about. Boomer's on the board.
I'm here.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm looking at those same leaves. There's like two of them.
There's more than two. There's a half a red tree over there.
I can't see that tree. I'm looking the opposite way where there's a brown tree.
I got you. How you doing?
I'm all right. You said, it's nice today outside, so I enjoyed a little walk before the show today.
I saw you walk in the parking lot.
Yep.
all right, we got a great show laid on for you. 4 o'clock today. That would be today because it's today's show. 4 o'clock today, Greg Davis, who actually follows us on WXJC in the afternoons. But Greg Davis, he's the president of ALCAP. That's the Alabama Citizens Action Program. And he's also a host of Priority Talk Radio. Greg is a great guy, many years in ministry, and he has taken 7 trips to Israel, including most recently, I think about like a month and a half ago, he was in Israel. And I want to get his perspective. Now, he's also very tied in with the Southern Baptist Convention, and I wondered what he knew about churches in Alabama, too, that might still be stuck in Israel. So we're going to get his perspectives, and I look forward to having a talk with my friend Greg Davis at 4 o'clock today. So y'all stay tuned for that. And then I got a triple dipper that is just so full. Hit it.
The triple dipper. 3 stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper. 3 stories, 3 themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. Number one, out the gate, I'm calling it Keep Your Head on a Swivel. Friday, there are terrorist leaders that are calling for Friday to be a day of terror around the world. So I'm calling that one, Keep Your Head on a Swivel. There are things that have been happening in and around our own country and in other places around the world, not Israel, where I think it is going to be wise. It's always wise to have a sense of awareness of your surroundings and who's there, keeping your head on a swivel, we like to say. But I think it's also a day to keep your powder dry, if you know what I'm saying. Let's wait and see. But in the meantime, keep your head on a swivel. That's number one on the triple dipper. We'll talk about it in detail. And number two, oh man, Lord, I got some stuff. So I've been researching, resourcing, and finding stuff and keep thinking, oh, the Lord, the wokeness, where does it end? Well, that means you know what it means. Number two on the triple dipper, adventures in woke world, some of which will crack you up, some of which will make you want to throw your radio across the room. So there's that. And then number three, there were so many news stories that were from right here at home that I thought, you know what? It appears that we're going to need a second helping of home fries. So that's it. Number three on the triple dipper. I'm calling it home fries, second helping. And that's going to happen third on the triple dipper. All right, let me move to my comments here. And I'll just remind you guys, Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, that's a chain of clinics all across our listening area. Southern Immediate Care is the sponsor of the daily Right Side Way monologue. We so appreciate them and their sponsorship. They are great, and they have locations like all around the Birmingham area, up in and around Northeast Alabama. You check them out. This is who I use personally, and I mean that with all sincerity. And they will see you 7 days a week. Southern Immediate Care, sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. Here's the deal. I mean, think about this. We Americans are a rather fickle lot. I mean, admit it. You know it's true. One minute you're in, the next minute you're just yesterday's news. Fickle. Why is that? I submit that it's in part because we are a largely disposable society. I mean, we're used to casting things away. The sheer volume of what we discard in the realm of food and clothing and other so-called non-perishables is likely 10 times the average of most nations, I would bet. But I think it's also got something to do with the fact that we are a free nation. Now, I'm not advocating for waste or blowing with the winds of change, but the truth is that in America, we're used to having options, right? I mean, what kind of car do you want? What shall I wear today? Where do you want to go eat? What movies are playing? What's on the other 175 channels on our TV? See, in America, you can succeed, but then you may have to re-succeed and re-succeed again just to remain in some kind of favorable status. And so when losing something, or when losing, when something loses its luster, I'm trying to say, or the shine comes off, well, Americans are sometimes quick to find the next shiny thing. So, case in point, and I'm going to open up some memories right now for those of y'all that are like me, your children of the 80s. Think back to the time when MTV actually played music videos, when video games were played in arcades and where you had to buy the tokens to play them. Everybody hung out at the mall on Saturday nights. It was big hair, stonewashed jeans, and Air Jordans. The music of the day was all over the board, man. You had everything from holdover classic rock, techno, boy bands and girl bands, but at least disco was dead, right? And smack in the middle of the music was a guy who became the poster child for what happens when America gets fickle. It was none other than Billy Squire. Now, me personally, I was into rock, all right? I loved Journey, REO Speedwagon, Bad Company, Van Halen, Def Leppard. So, yeah, I really liked Billy Squire. In the early 80s, that guy had like 5 top 10 hits, 2 of which went to number 1. 3 consecutive platinum albums. Songs like The Stroke, In the Dark, My Kind of Lover, Lonely as the Night. I mean, he was tearing it up. And then he made one video. Just one video. And by his own admission, that one video sunk his career. The song was called Rock Me Tonight, and it shot to number 15 right away. He was under a deadline. He had to get a video out for MTV. It was a complete debacle, y'all. I remember seeing it when it came out. The video opened up with tough guy Billy Squire laying in a bed covered in pastel-colored silk sheets, and he began prancing, not dancing, prancing around the bed. Then he put on a pink tank top and began crawling provocatively around the room. I mean, he went from hard rocker to beta male in about 30 seconds. I remember seeing it, and I thought, yep, I'm out. Keep in mind, this was back during the time when every red-blooded American male was rushing to the movies to watch Red Dawn and Rambo, and a soy boy in silk sheets was not going to cut it. Well, Squire says he was aghast when he saw the final video. He wished he had demanded that it be pulled down. The 2011 book that came out called I Want My MTV, it rated it as the worst music video of all time. As soon as the video came out, he stopped selling out shows, and in some cases he played to half-empty arenas. He fired his manager a month later. He took 2 years to produce another album. He never matched his earlier success. America had moved on from Billy Squire. A guy named Jesse Stone, a blues artist, he talked about the fickle whims of society. He said, "Fame is a fickle thing that only lasts as long as you can be out there offering yourself to the public, and as soon as you relax for 5 minutes, they're gone, you know, and they're following somebody else." Well, the man wasn't wrong. I mean, you may get your moment in the spotlight or your name on everybody's lips, but in today's world, yeah, today it can be fleeting. In today's world, we're used to quick sound bites and 24/7 news cycles. Say it in short sentences or you might not keep the audience. More people get their news from limited words and pithy phrases on social media than virtually any other source. Our society catches hold of a trend or a fad and then burns through it, casts it aside, and moves on with a pace that is staggering at times. In American culture, things come and go, and sometimes pretty quickly. But there are times, though, and here's the deal. There are times when we really need things to take root, to hold steady. There are times when we need the mood, the sentiment, the care, and the concern to just hold on for a bit. There are times when, as a matter of principle, we need to stifle our social ADD just for a bit and focus. Well, one of those times is right now with regards to what's happening in Israel. Since 1948, the modern people of Israel have lived under the gun, literally. There may not be another nation in the history of the world that has been born out of such tragedy and fought to live and live to fight the way Israel has. I mean, right now, they are facing tragedy, and they are at war. It's a just war. It's a war they did not ask for, but it's a war they must win, because it's a war for their very right to even exist. In the halls of Congress and in most nations around the world, the tragedies that have been wrought on innocent Israeli children and women and elderly and whole families and entire communities has been seen as unspeakable. We've heard about the heinous acts like what Hamas thugs have done in other places, like in small rural villages in the jungles of Africa and places where most of the world's ever been. That's the kind of place you see it. But we don't typically think of it as being in the homes of one of our chief allies. a westernized democracy where people go every day to touch the physical spots where our very faith originated. And y'all, this may be the worst of Israel's fights, but it is not the first. Many times before, the fickleness of the West has moved on or suggested that Israel should back down or that perhaps their responses were just too heavy-handed, and we all begin to get fickle and lose the love for the idea of them fighting back. And then we quit watching altogether, and we move on to the next thing. But y'all, that cannot happen this time. We cannot move on. We must maintain our passion for this fight. We don't have to have boots on the ground, but we also cannot grow weary of supporting Israel because things are getting ugly. And believe me, they're about to get really, really ugly. A lot of people are about to be displaced, and yes, a lot of people are going to die. But America cannot waver in our attention to this matter. The ramifications of being fickle when it comes to Israel's fight against Hamas are far too great, from both a geopolitical standpoint and from a biblical standpoint. Machiavelli once said, quote, "It should be borne in mind that the temper of the multitude is fickle, and that while it is easy to persuade them of a thing, it is hard to fix them in that persuasion." But y'all, we need to stay fixed in this persuasion. And Alabama, by the way, has always led on this issue. In 1943, the legislature of Alabama was the first in the nation to call for the establishment of a nation of Israel. And 5 years later, in 1948, Alabama was the first state in the first nation to recognize Israeli statehood. Yeah, we can't let this one go. We have to stay mindful, watchful, faithful, and meaningful. If we allow ourselves to once again slip away and just catch the next shiny object that flies past us, then Israel will suffer, and in my opinion, so will we. The fickle whims of society, man, they can be brutal. But you're here today, you're gone tomorrow. I don't want that ever be said about us when it comes to how we care for and think about Israel. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. The fickle whims of society. Yeah. It's just so apparent that, especially in this day and age, we are quick to glom onto something and then quick to cast it aside. We get distracted by the next shiny thing. We have got to focus. And we got to stay focused. It's way too important. Way too important. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.